Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're going to, this has been quite a week for David Hall, who's our program director, and he is on the line with me from, actually from your car right now, David.
I am. I'm on my way to LAX right now, Phil, but I wanted to check in and to tell you and your listeners some very, what we think is very exciting news and something that we were hoping we could do and we're very happy to do. And this is going to be a surprise to you, Phil.
I knew you had an announcement, and Mike said he knew, but he couldn't tell me.
We do have an announcement, and it's something that I think is going to excite you. It's going to excite your listeners. As you know, Phil, the Chandra Levy Fund, the fund to help, hopefully, reward those who have information leading to the location of Chandra Levy, that reward has now grown to $200,000. And some of those people who have donated that money are very generous people. One of them, the National Enquirer, I believe that there was...
Did Congressman Condit?
He did, $10,000. There was also a contribution, I believe, from a bail bondsman in San Diego of $50,000.
That is correct.
Phil, we are very proud to announce to your listeners all across the United States today that the Phil Hendry Show is going to donate $100,000 as well.
Wow.
That is correct.
Wow, that is a very, very generous offer.
Absolutely, Phil. On behalf of the Phil Hendry Show and on behalf of all the people that support your program, we want that fund now to get to $300,000. And this money, hopefully, will be used to reward that individual who can give us precious, the very precious information that we all want.
The whereabouts of Chandra Levy.
The whereabouts of Chandra Levy. That is exactly right, Phil.
Well, David, that is a great, generous offering made on behalf of this radio show, and I thank you very much.
You are welcome, Phil. And one of the reasons why we're doing that is because in the middle of all the fun that you guys have on the show, we know that there is a very serious interest on your part as well that this girl be found.
Well, there is. Anybody that has a child, anyone that has a sister, a brother, a mother, a father. You know, it's funny, I read up on missing people. There's so many that go missing every year in this country, so...
Well, Philip, we are very proud to make that donation of $100,000.
Does that make us the single largest contributor?
I was going to say, that makes the Phil Hendry Show equal to the National Enquirer. I guess we can add another $5,000, make us the single largest, and if you'd like to do that, we can do that.
Yeah, why not? I mean, let's...
Let's go for it. $105,000 makes the Phil Hendry Show the largest contributor to the Chandra Levy Rescue Fund.
Thank you very much, David. On behalf of myself, on behalf of Mike and Craig, we thank you for donating that. And
well, that is in your name, and we're very happy to do it. We want this girl found. I think about her parents. I think, obviously, about her family and the people that love her. What can we do? And we are hopefully going to try and get this girl back home where she belongs with the people she belongs with.
Thank you, David. Again, so that's $105,000.
$105,000. The largest before that was $100,000, which came from the National Enquirer.
Well, our number is 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to take a very quick break, and we're going to come back here on the Phil Hendry Show. Don't go away. We clear? Where did you get that money?
Well, that's the money of the National Enquirer.
No, the money that you...
Oh, we're not going to do it.
Huh?
We're not really going to donate the money.
Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to say, okay? What am I supposed to say?
We're not going to donate the money. We're just letting people think that you're donating the money.
Can we do that?
Yeah, you can do it. I mean, what difference does it make? They're not going to find her. The money's not going to be spent, Phil.
I don't think we can legally do that, though.
The money's not going to be spent. The point is you put it out on the air that you're given $100,000. They're not going to find her. They're going to find a purse and a pair of shoes.
Pretty hardcore, man.
Well, it's a cool world, Blood.
Well, I can dig that, man, but... You going back there?
I can't hear you.
Hold on for a minute. We're coming back 30 seconds. We're back in 30 seconds. Did National Enquirer actually donate money?
I don't know. Probably.
Well, how we can go on and say we're donating $100,000?
Phil, it doesn't matter. We can say we're doing whatever we can say we're donating $1 million because they find this broad and my clothes come off out on Ventura.
All right, we're back in 10 seconds. Stand by. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show back as we are talking here to David G. Hall, who's the, he is our Vice President of Syndication, about a very special announcement that was made here on the Phil Hendry Show just moments ago that we are donating $100,000 from our show to the Chandra Levy Reward Fund.
And keep in mind, Phil, that 100, that's 105.
I'm sorry, that's $105,000. And that money is...
That money, the thing I want to say, that's more than the National Enquirer gave. So that makes you the single biggest contributor to the Chandra Levy Rescue Fund. And just to give you an idea, Phil, some of the other contributors, $15,000 from the Levy family. Now, here's the deal. Those are the people whose kid she is, right?
Yeah.
And they only donated $15,000. Have you ever met her?
I never met Chandra Levy.
And you're given $100,000 or $105,000. So in a way, that's, you're even, see what I'm saying? You're doing better than the family is. Also,
well, they're doing what they can.
Yeah, well, they're doing what they can. The guy's a doctor. But also,
Let's just say that everybody is contributing as best they can.
All right. Also, the 50 G's from the San Diego Bail Bondsman. There's another 10 G's from the Journal of Women's Health and Gender-Based Medicine. And that is, what did I say that was? That's $15,000?
$15,000, yeah.
So the Phil Hendry Show is the single largest contributor of money to that fund.
Well, again,
congratulations, Phil.
Thank you very much for that. Okay. We're going to take another commercial break here. We'll be right back. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Are we clear yet? Are we clear? David, I'm uncomfortable about this.
What are you worried about?
I'm uncomfortable that we're saying we're giving $105,000 when we're not.
Phil, you got to understand the nature, the nature of the way these things work. Okay.
But we're saying that we're doing something that we're not going to do. What if somebody comes forward and has information?
Phil, I can guarantee you.
But just say what if.
It's not going to happen.
What if somebody comes forward and says they know where she is and we got to come up with 105 G's?
Can we cross that bridge?
No, I don't want to cross that bridge. I want to ask the question now.
They're not going to find this. What do you think the family only gave 15 grand for?
I don't know why they gave 15 grand.
Because they're going to waste their money. It's free publicity. Your name's going to be all over the news. This leaks out that you're giving 105.
That's the part that I don't like, man. Because people are going to come to me and say, wow, are you the guy that's given 105? We got 10 seconds. Give me the right time. 20 seconds? We come back on the air, David.
What's the matter with you? Hold on for a minute. Weren't you the guy that had the conversation with me last night about you do anything to win?
Yes, I do anything to win.
Well, this is one of the ways to get your name out there. You say you're going to give 105 Gs... To this broad, and then the people say the other thing that I brought up.
Did you have to bring up that the Levies are only given $15,000?
That's the whole thing. It makes you look even better than her own flesh and blood, and it makes you look better than the National Enquirer. And
it makes me look like I'm doing this for the publicity. That's what I'm afraid of.
That's not going to happen, Phil. It's not going to happen. Trust me. People are going to think that you are God. They're going to think Phil Hendry is God.
I just wish in this world we could have some honesty. That's all. I don't know.
Oh, well, get a load of you all of a sudden.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you want to be number one or do you want to build an orphanage? If you want to run off and build an orphanage, why don't you join the priesthood? Why don't you become a monk? Why don't you become a nun? You want to go out and do good works, Phil? Get off the radio and go do good works. You want to be number one? I'm asking you...
Yes, I want to be number one.
That this is the way you do it.
We're coming back in 10 seconds. Then and we're back on the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with David G. Hall, who is our Vice President of Syndication. And
right you are, Phil, and I'm on your program talking about a very special thing.
Yes. And that was the $105,000 that...
$105,000 the Phil Henry Show is giving to the Chandra Levy Rescue Fund so that they can go out and look for her. And the National Enquirer only gave $100,000, and the Levy family only gave $15,000. So I think something needs to be said here, Phil. You are the single most generous man in terms of finding the girl they're looking for.
Chandra Levy.
That's correct. And you're the guy who cares more than any of these other people. And that's what the Phil Henry Show is all about. They love to have fun, but we really care about finding the girl who was missing, this intern, the Levy girl.
Chandra Levy, right. Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show with David G. Hall, our Vice President of Syndication. And we'll be back in just a moment.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
When I'm talking to these people.
I didn't know. I want Craig Taylor in my office tomorrow morning.
We're back on the air, 1-800-449-8686. I can only hope, are we off the air during that break?
I want Craig Taylor in my office.
We got a bigger problem than that. 1-800-449-8686. We are donating... $105,000 to the Chandra Levy Fund.
That is correct.
And we have people who are calling in regarding a... this is Deb. Deb, are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Well, I think it's just appalling because you work off the air during commercial break.
Let me say something.
And you're not donating money to anything.
Let me just say something. It came to my attention that we were not off the air when I thought we were off the air.
That's what I heard, too, yeah.
And I think you might have misunderstood what you heard, ma'am.
No, your whole attitude changed. The other guys especially. You were saying you were uncomfortable about saying that you weren't donating money to something that was bogus. That's what it sounds like. It's bogus. Because he said...
Phil Henry Show is going to donate $105,000.
David, are we really donating $105,000?
Well,
yes, we are.
That's what it sounded like when you were off the air.
Well, what you heard off the air probably sounds... What did you hear?
You know what you said during the last two commercial breaks.
You said that we were not going to... It was a phony baloney offer.
You know something, Henry? Do you want your job...
Yes, I do, but you said it with...
Then shut up! You want a lawyer on us? Is that what you want? Do you want to get us sued? Is that what you want?
Are we donating $105,000?
What have I been saying?
I got people calling in questioning whether it is valid or not. Tawny, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like just to make a comment that I think the caller talking to, the VP, whatever he is a real jerk.
The Phil Henry Show.
I think he makes you look bad. I think he makes the show look bad. And I think it's people like him that make this world
much money are you giving to make Chandra Levy come home?
You know, that's not the point.
Yeah.
The point is you're making
you
a phony offer, and it's bullcrap. It's people like you that make this world a lousy place to live
in. Wait a second.
And if I was the person...
You think the National Enquirer's really given $100,000?
I would tell you, screw you, I'll walk out of here because I won't work under those kind of ethical conditions.
Do you think the National Enquirer's really given $100,000?
Well, they said that they are. It's in the newspaper.
Them.
What?
And if they are, they're jerks, too.
Hey, can I ask
Tony? Doesn't mean you have to play a part in it.
Hey, let me ask you this. The National Enquirer's given $100,000. The Levy's are only given $15,000, and Phil Henry's going to give $105,000.
What's it make the Levy's look like? You know, that's a damn thing to do with what makes someone look good. maybe the family is giving what they can give.
David,
you don't know anything about them.
David, we got to face the fact that for some reason we were on the air when you told me the offer is phony.
She misunderstood. The offer isn't phony.
You misunderstood. You were very plain in what you said.
What did I say?
Very plain.
What did I say?
You said it was a phony offer and that you wouldn't be giving it. And you also told the host of the show that if he wanted to be number one, he would go along with this. You also told him a comment about if he wanted to help the world and build an orphanage, then he shouldn't be in the job he's in. And I think that's bullcrap. He can do a lot of good being the host of a show that he's doing. He doesn't have to play your unethical game that
second,
you're playing.
Wait a second. We want to give money to find that... what's the name?
If you want to give
money, then
it's
you
make a legitimate offer and give a reasonable amount that you know you can support.
This will make him the Phil. You know, I don't know why you are not backing me up, Henry.
Because people heard you say what you said. They heard you say it was a phony baloney.
We're given $105,000 to find Choda Levy, and everybody.
And her name isn't Choda.
You know, I'm real tempted. I'm not even listening to the show anymore.
Ma'am,
that's how much you've damaged the host.
Wait, making him
number one.
Wait a second. Hold up. I'm sorry.
Chandra
Levy is missing. Did you hear about it?
Yeah, I heard about it.
No, we didn't hear about it at all.
Okay. You know, Phil, if you want to be a smartass, you and Taylor in my office. Chandra Levy is missing. $105,000 we want to give to find her.
Yeah, if that's a legitimate offer. And then you go and want to talk down to your host and tell him that if he doesn't shut up, he'll get fired, and that if he wants to be number one, he'll go along with a phony offer. That's really sick.
David, you know it's true, okay?
Why aren't you backing me up?
You know it's true, and you also said that we'd never have to pay the $105,000 because the only thing they'll find are shoes and a purse.
How dare you lie?
Thanks for your prayers and your concern over the family.
You want to know something? I'm going to sue you, Henry, for lying.
You said it. I heard you say it, and people heard it. It went out over the air.
It's on tape, so I don't think they're going to get away with it.
I never said they'd only find shoes and a purse. I said it was unlikely they'd find her.
No, you said they won't find her. I guarantee it.
Wait a second. That's a lie.
You said you would guarantee that they would never find her.
We replay the tape and see who's lying.
Go ahead,
VP.
Play the tape back and
go back to 0063 0064 on the DAT. I want to hear this again, okay, Craig?
We'll find out who's lying. I believe that, Phil, I hope with all of my heart and soul they find her. But I don't think it's possible.
Well, then maybe you should talk a little more positive.
Tony, that was a tape. Okay, David, you heard that.
I didn't say guarantee. I said I don't think it's possible they'll find her.
Then why are we offering $105,000?
Just in case.
In case what?
They find her. You know, the two of you said something that I really resent. You called me scummy, and you, Henry, lied about me and didn't back me up.
He didn't lie about you.
He lied about me.
If you're not being ethical, I wouldn't back you up.
And the other thing about going out and saving the world, all I said was you could do more good if you were working at an orphanage. Yes, I did.
Than doing a radio show.
That's right.
Then why are we giving a lot of good grand doing a radio show?
All
right, listen, thanks very much. We're getting phone calls because apparently the pot was open or something during that segment. Patty, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted just to say that, you know, I was listening to this, and I take offense, number one, to Mr. Hall calling her a broad.
I'm kidding around.
Kidding around, but that's not something you kid around with. You kid around with somebody who's standing in front of you. You don't kid around with somebody who's missing.
Well, I didn't mean to say abroad. I said that she's missing. I couldn't remember her name. And you know what? I didn't say that on the air. I said it off the air. Craig Taylor.
It was on the air.
Well, it shouldn't have been because the engineer had the pot up.
Are you going to blame him now?
Yes, I'm blaming him.
Let me ask you this. You're saying it should not have been on the air, regardless of whether it was on the air or not.
That's like you referred to her as a broad. That's like you butting in on my private conversation.
In the position that you are in, is the executive position that you are in, you should never be talking to any of your employees.
Are you going
to
back me up, Henry?
Anybody like that?
Are you going
to
back me up, Henry?
You up.
David, I can't.
I'll cancel his health insurance unless he backs me up.
Well, cancel
David,
it. You know what?
Hey, I got four kids. You can't cancel it.
I'm canceling it unless you back me up.
Well,
hold
problem
on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
This is an email I just got at my office, Phil.
What?
Here's an email I just got. It's from Viola Sanchez in Monterey Park. Dear Mr. Hall, you are to be congratulated and God bless you for the offer of $105,000 to the Chandra. Is that it?
Chandra Levy. Yes. How come you don't know?
Hold on for a minute. To the Chandra Levy Fund, you are to be commended, as is Mr. Hendry. The $105,000, I am told, makes you the largest single contributor to the Chandra Levy Rescue Fund, more than the National Enquirer. Congratulations to you and to Mr. Hendry and your great public service. Best regards, Viola Sanchez, Monterey Park, California. Now, what do you think about that? And what do you think about...
What do you think about being on the air when we didn't think we were on the air, saying that they'll never find her and...
Let me tell you something. You know the company car and the health insurance?
Yes.
Shut up. Take a call.
David.
Take a call.
All right, Patty was hanging on. I need to go back to Patty. Patty, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just listening to the conversation that the two of y'all had saying that he got this email from whoever Sanchez.
Yes.
Number one, obviously, he didn't hear everything that you said. He must have turned off the radio station after you said that y'all are going to be the single largest contributor.
Exactly.
My question number one is, are you seriously going to donate $105,000?
Phil?
What are you asking me?
Who are you asking?
Excuse me, Mr. Hall, I'm asking you.
The money that we're going to contribute?
No, let me ask you again, because I don't see anything wrong with my question.
Are we seriously going to contribute $105,000?
Yes.
Question.
Yes, we are.
Okay, that's
we
good.
Are.
Yeah. Number two.
Oh, okay, well then, why couldn't we say that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Excuse me?
Yes,
this
ma'am.
Is my cell phone time. Let me finish. Mr. Hall.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your position?
I'm the vice president of the syndication for the Phil Henry Show.
How the hell did you ever get there with the attitude
of
the...
Oh, come on. You're not going to get anywhere insulting me, lady. Look.
No, I am going to insult you.
We
just came on public radio everybody listens to you and sat there called a missing woman abroad. You sat there talked about she'll never be found because if she is, all they'll find is the gym shoe or whatever else you said.
I said...
Don't sit there and...
Tell me what you said. We all got to swim in the same water here. Look, don't get tough with me. I'm just saying the chances they'll find her alive are probably pretty slim. And
that's not what you said.
Keep that mess to yourself. You keep that mess to yourself because
to
my
myself.
Family happens to be listening to this. You just cooked your little goose.
Hey, wait a minute.
That makes no sense.
No, don't get tough. Look, this girl, Jay Levy.
Chandra Levy.
That's pathetic, too. Oh. Write it down. Then you can read it.
How do you spell it?
Can you read?
C-H-A-N-D-R-A. C-H what, ma'am?
A-N-D-R-A. Chandra Levy. It's pathetic. You
all
sit
right
there and come up and you make announcements that you are donating $105,000.
Well, whoever she is.
You don't even have the slightest idea who you donate the money to.
All right. Okay, Patty, hang on for just one more second and take a quick break, but I want to get back to your call, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Patty, hold on. Hold on, David. We got to take another quick break here. 1-800-449-8686. We're gonna be coming back in just a second here. Okay, are we clear? Are we off the air, David?
Phil, I'm gonna tell you something. You better pray to God they don't find this bridge because you're working for minimum wage for a year.
We can't go on the air and say we're doing something that we're not gonna do.
Who's gonna know? We say we give 105 grand. They don't find her. bingo, you look like a hero, and everybody's, oh, well, you know, you did your best, Phil, 105 Gs, what a great guy. Meanwhile, they're still looking for her. They're going to find, like, a hair. Come on, think of it. Will you quit being such a bleeding heart?
I am trying to maintain some shred of integrity here on a radio show that has had a credibility problem, okay?
You know something? You know what you need to do? You may need a vacation or something, because you're getting a little soft.
Oh, I'm getting soft, huh?
You're getting soft. You're getting soft. You're letting all these broads that are calling in get to you. You're letting all these people calling in. This bitch that we're talking to right now in Atlanta, okay, screaming at me, she doesn't know about the pressures that I got.
Look, would you do me a favor?
What?
We're coming back in 10 seconds. Hold on.
Closest thing they'll find to her is a finger in somebody's soup.
Oh, God, don't say it on the air. We're back, 1-800-449-8686.
So we're giving $105,000 to the Chandra Levy Fund. Phil?
1-800-449-8686. All right, Patty was hanging on. We got a few more minutes. Go ahead, Patty.
First of all, Mr. David G. Hall, and I use the term loosely, I'm not a bitch.
I never called you one.
Yes, you did. And you were
when?
On the air during that whole conversation.
God damn it.
Craig, were we on the air again? All right, we got a problem with our feet on the satellite.
I didn't call you a bitch. I called
you
a witch.
This bitch that we're talking to.
Taylor, do you know how to take the pot down on a satellite?
Don't yell at Craig now because we got a caller on the line, okay?
Mr. Hall, as a vice president,
you
can call me whatever the hell you want
to
call me, but I know as a business, what you are supposed to be doing is trying to make money. You won't make money if you don't have listeners. And the attitude and the perception that you are showing right now means that you're... Okay, the $105,000 is good if you would take all this other mess out of it.
What other mess?
David, you just told me we're not giving $105,000. You also said they'd only find her finger in somebody's soup.
How dare you lie?
A lie?
That was on the radio. It was on the radio.
Is she telling me that was out on the air again?
Yeah.
Craig, how is this stuff getting out on the air?
Taylor, you're fired. Wherever you are, you're fired. Is
well,
he even in the
your
room?
Boss is, or is he David, a dump? He's the one. Your boss is the one that needs to be firing you, because if this is how you run a business, your ass is just
ma'am,
pathetic.
I want to tell you something. The Chappie Levy Fund has raised
Chappie?
Chandra.
Not Choda, not Jay, not Chappie. Chandra.
I got it right.
You're minimizing the whole
thing. I wrote
that,
it down wrong.
Well, that's probably because you can't write. But
all right, 1-800. Okay, look, I got to take a break here and...
And make sure we're off the air this time.
You better get some other...
No, you better get some other engineer there, because as of 4:40 on July 26th, Craig Taylor is fired. And remember, $105,000 goes to the Joe Levy...
Yeah, okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Henry.
Oh, that's all I'm saying. 1-800.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We're talking with David Hall about this so-called money that you have already said, okay? All right, who's on the line? Viola?
Yes.
Go ahead, dear.
Hello, Phil. I'm calling to congratulate you and Mr. Hall for the wonderful donation of $105,000.
Viola.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Yeah, but Viola.
I'm really very proud. And the Chota Levy Fund.
Yes.
Well,
it's Chandra Levy.
Oh, that is so wonderful.
And I want to tell you something.
Thank you, ma'am. This is David Hall. Thank you for your comments. They're very nice.
Can I say something here?
Hold on for a minute. They're very nice.
Well, the Chandra Levy and...
Chandra Levy.
Fun.
Ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
It's bull crap, okay? We're not giving $105,000 to the Chandra Levy Fund.
Isn't that great? That's wonderful what you're doing for her and for the family.
Ma'am?
Yes.
We're not giving any $105,000 to that fund. We don't have $105,000 to give to the fund. I don't have, personally, $105,000 to give to that fund.
Well, I'll tell you, I think you're to be congratulated for...
For what?
For giving the money to the...
Chota Levy.
It's not Chota Levy, and you know it isn't. Now you're just being a smartass. Chandra Levy, dear, and we're not giving any money.
Well, I wanted to call and tell you that you're not giving any...
No, we're not giving any 105 Gs. We don't have it. It was a cheap publicity stunt on the part of the...
Now, wait a second.
It was a cheap publicity stunt on the part of Mr. Hall.
Well, I want to congratulate you anyway.
For what?
Well, for saying that you would do that. Even if you don't do it, I think saying that you would do it...
It's quite a thing, isn't it, ma'am?
Yes, it is.
Saying that we're going to do it is...
It's a big deal. And is Chota Levy, is that Jewish?
Okay, look. I can't stand this. What is that, Mike? She said to you before she went on the air, she has a fan for... I have a fan for life because of my generosity. I will say this again, and you are not to allow Mr. Hall on the air. We are not giving any $105,000, I'm sorry, to the Chandra Levy Rescue Fund. We don't have it to give. I'm sorry if you were misled. I'm sorry if you were led to believe that this was the case. It is not. I am not one to look into the motives of others. I'm not going to say that the National Enquirer is giving $100,000 for publicity. I don't know. I'm not going to be cynical. And frankly, looking back on this last hour of radio that we just did, the last 50 minutes of radio or so that we've just done, I have to tell you, I'm not proud of it. Now, I'm being honest with you. I am not proud of it. We misrepresented a young woman's name, a young woman who's been missing. We said we were going to give money to a fund and didn't, made fun of people calling in. Pretended like we were off the air when we were on the air, pretended we were on the air when we were off the air, did all kinds of manipulative and exploitive things, simply to what? To what end? What, to dig the knife deeper into a wounded family? To stick it in and twist it on some people who are already suffering? They're in Modesto, California. They're within earshot of our Los Angeles affiliate, KFI in Los Angeles. They're perfectly capable of hearing this program right now. Very well within earshot of our Santa Cruz affiliate. Am I proud of this? And I have to ask myself this question. Why was my producer, Mike Schaefer, allowing this material on the air? I have to ask why Craig Taylor would allow it. And then, of course, I have to look in the mirror. Because that was me doing the voice of David Hall. That was me coming up with all of that sick, disgusting, unfunny stuff. All I can say is I'm sorry. All I can do is ask for your forgiveness. And all that I can attempt to do beyond that is to proceed and try to do the very best radio show that I can from this point forward. I hope you'll forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. I don't mean to be theatrical. I'm going to take a very quick break, and we'll be back here on the Phil Hendry Show. We clear? That was beautiful, wasn't it? Man, that was so great. And that whole Chota Levy thing was a riot. What, Mike? Michael, get on the mic, because I can't hear you, man. Yeah, do you think that... You think they bought the whole thing?
Oh, definitely.
That was fantastic. You know, although I got to tell you something, the Chota Levy thing was top. That's top drawer comedy.
That's one of the best lines we've ever written.
I think it is.
Kudos.
Craig, when are we coming back, man?
Like 15 seconds.
Now. Okay. What, the LA Times is calling? Yeah, tell them I can't talk to him right now.
We'll send it to Amir.
Send him over
send
to
me PR.
Yeah, let her talk. That was beautiful.
Way to go.
Thank you very much. $105,000 to the Chota Levy Fund. All right, we're coming back here. 5 seconds. 1-800-449-8686. Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show as we are discussing, and we're discussing something that happened on these airwaves just moments ago, and that was an entire segment of this program devoted to telling people we were going to send $105,000 to the Chandra Levy Rescue Fund when, in point of fact, we had no intention of doing that, playing it for laughs, playing it for jokes, chumping the collars, and then finally misusing and abusing the name of a young woman who's been missing for since May 1st. I started thinking about it during our last break, and I said to myself, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I am disgusted with my own behavior. I am ashamed and disgusted that I am associated with Mike Schaefer, who is from the San Fernando Valley, went to Notre Dame High School. I am disgusted with the behavior of Craig Taylor, who is from the San Clemente area, attended school in the Philippines. And I'm ashamed of myself, me, Phil Hendry, graduate Arcadia High School, 1970. I can only ask your forgiveness. I can only hope for your continued patronage to this show. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back. We clear? Get David back up on the line, too, okay? What do you think, David?
Beautiful. Absolutely the way I would have played it. That's great.
You know, these chumps, they're not going
to... No, they're chumps. What are they going to know? It's the one thing you're just going to call a chump, Levy.
That's good. Write that down, okay, Mike? Could you get C-H-U-M-P? He's asked me, how do you spell chump?
He's nuts.
Yeah, he's always good for a laugh.
Okay, look, I got this email from that Viola Broad. Once again, I want to say thank you. You are to be blessed for that offer.
Does she's buying the whole...
She's buying it. Well, I can tell you, you really hit a comedy high ball today, man. You hit a high fastball straight out. It went just right about chin high, straight over the center field wall.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
But then again, you do it every day.
Well.
You know, just to think, at the expense of other people's feelings, you really can get a laugh going.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Huh?
What's that supposed to mean?
I just mean, you know, the thing I like about you is you'll crap right over anybody's feelings. The parents of a missing kid, someone who's been mutilated in a shark attack. You don't care. You can turn it into comedy gold. But
I don't particularly like the way you're saying that.
The way I'm saying what?
What do you mean I just crap all over everybody's feelings?
Well, that's what you do. That's why people like listening to you.
Well, I don't think I crapped over...
Oh, no, you didn't crap over anybody's feelings. Chump Levy? Come on. Just accept it for what it is. It's a riot. Hey, by the way, I'm still getting email on that kid who lost the arm.
Yeah?
He had a whole thing with the picture of that Jason Arbogast kid, and underneath it says Patooey because the shark spit the arm out. Beautiful. What?
I don't like the way you're laughing about how you think I'm crapping all over everybody.
Well, you do. You know what? You can open up the phone lines right now and take the calls from your listeners. They'll tell you the same thing. All you do to get laughs is crap all over everybody's feelings. And I, for one, think it's great.
Well...
Oh, look at you, getting religion. Why don't you get back on the air?
Oh, okay. Hold on.
All right.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Phil Hendry Show returning here, and we'll be back with more. 1-800-449-8686. Again, all I want to say is that I am so very sorry. As a matter of fact, to show you how sorry I am, I'm going to give $105,000 to the Chandra Levy Fund, to the family, and to the people up there. Where are they? Let me look them up. I got to go to Google to make sure I know how to spell her name. We'll be right back.